Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Time for Hour 2, the Daily Tip on a Monday. I'm Chelsea Messenger. She's Kate Constable, filling in for Jenks. In a few moments here on the show, we'll get to our favorite plays in Monday Night Football between the Eagles and the Chargers. I do feel like it's a nice soft landing after the weekend. I don't get the Sunday scaries nearly as badly when I say to myself, okay, at least we have another day of football on the horizon. Like, I'm not a huge fan of Tuesdays or Wednesdays because it's like, okay, what do we have to look forward to? Unless there's like a big college basketball matchup. But at least on Mondays, we do have Monday Night Football, and it should be a good one, Kate. Eagles and Chargers spreading this one. Philly, 2-point road favorites, but a total of 42 points. So I don't know if we'll continue this trend of what we've seen in like most primetime games where we don't get many points or it's a blowout. I don't know why these primetime games have been so bad, but doesn't it feel like that's the reputation of primetime and especially like Thursday night games this year?
That's what it's been all season long. Like, I mean, What we've maybe had one or two really good primetime games. Otherwise, they've all been just kind of duds, whether they're blowouts or just low scoring games where like nothing is really happening. And unless you love watching the offensive line really go hard, it's like there's not a whole lot of action in a lot of these. So this should hopefully be a good one tonight. I mean, you have two really good teams. The Eagles need a win after coming off of their last two losses, like the Chargers with Justin Herbert. Like, so the storylines are at least there for tonight. We'll just see, you know, if it actually plays out to standards of what a Monday night football game should be. But you're right. Like, the Sunday scaries are a little bit better when you go through your Monday and then it's like, okay, you have a little reward at the end of the day for getting through a Monday. And that's to sit on the couch and watch what is hopefully tonight going to be a good Monday night football game.
Right. And I think my first reaction to this game was, can we trust either of these teams? Because I think that's a question we've been asking ourselves for the Eagles all season long. Because even when they win games, it feels like there's like chaos in the clubhouse where it's A.J. Brown saying, this offense is terrible. And we're like, you know what, A.J., we agree. But maybe don't say that to everybody else. And then you look at the Chargers where Justin Herbert had surgery this week on a fractured left hand and is still planning to play. Like, even before the surgery, he was like, yeah, I'm going to play this week. It's fine. But I will say this. I have heard injury experts talk about this, And they say that it will be easier for him to play post-surgery than it was like when he actually got hurt during the game, because the bone is going to be put back into place. And it's his left hand, so it's not his throwing hand. But still, like, we've seen this for other quarterbacks, that you still do motions, you know, with your opposite hand where you're holding the football. You need that ball security when people are trying to punch it out. And also, like, a lot of it's just your throwing motion where, like, it's all connected in some way or another. So we have big question marks on both sides of the football. So I'm not sure if I'm going to take a side in this game. But I think from a logic standpoint, if you say, hey, this game's basically a coin flip, but one side of the coin, you get 2 points in your favor, I'm kind of leaning towards the Chargers here. So I'm not sure what we're going to see from Justin Herbert, or hell, what we're going to see from the Eagles, but I think I'm leaning towards the Chargers here.
Yeah, Chelsea, I'm on the Chargers here. Like, as long as Justin Herbert is in the game, I'll be on the Chargers. He's probably not going to be 100%, but who is 100% at this point of the season? Chargers bring back Omarion Hampton, too. He's playing for the first time since week five. And maybe it takes him a little time to get going. I don't know. But through those first 5 weeks, he had the fourth highest PFF rushing grade. So he was playing really well early on. I mean, I don't think Omarion Hampton is like a massive game changer by any means. He's not moving the line at all. But he's a good piece for them to have back in the run game. And then for the Eagles, like you mentioned, their offense, that's been the storyline for the last couple of weeks, is what that has looked like, or lack thereof, rather. But also, they have injuries on both sides of the ball. No Jalen Carter this week defensively. Mm-hmm. Lane Johnson also out. And, I mean, without those two, or without one of those guys on the field, they're 0-4 against the spread. And so just the importance of Johnson and Carter on both sides of the ball is huge to this Eagles team. And so on the road, Eagles have already been struggling. I don't know if you heard, Chelsea, but they implemented a positivity rabbit in the in the locker room.
That's going to fix
things. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that doesn't exactly turn this offense around on the road against the Chargers tonight.
Yeah, I think they're going to need more than that. But I will say, like, they still have a good record. And that's the tough part, to separate, you know, some of the drama from their actual record, because the Eagles are standing in a pretty good spot. And it does not feel like anybody in the NFC East is going to challenge them, especially after the Cowboys just lost. So standing at 8-4. But obviously, everybody wants momentum going into the postseason. And especially, like, when you do have chaos in the locker room, maybe chaos is too strong of a word. A win would be good here for the Eagles, but this is a road game. I'm not saying that the Chargers have a great home field advantage, but the Eagles don't have the home field advantage here. Because if this game was in Philadelphia in primetime, I think my handicap would be a little bit different. But I do think the Chargers are one of those teams that, if we are talking about a low total game, like 42 points, this feels like the type of game that Jim Harbaugh wants to play in, right? Like, he wants it to be hard-nosed, physical football where the defense and the run game kind of rules the roost. So I do think they certainly have a chance. And I do think at the end of the day, like, it's worth considering the other side when you go against those teams that are the brand names, because you're never getting a deal on the Eagles. You're never getting a deal on the Chiefs. Like, look at the Chiefs lines every single week. They're favored and they keep losing outright. So, like, my point being is that for the casual bettors, it feels like these sports books are like, yeah, Eagles are favorites, and a lot of people will still take that line. So to me, it feels like the better value is on the Chargers.
Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. I mean, Cowboys are another team that you pay that tax on. Chelsea, I would not be, like, shocked, though, with the Eagles, their remaining schedule, if this is kind of like a repeat of what we saw in 2023 with the Eagles. They lost 5 of their last 6 games to end the regular season. They still made the playoffs, but lost to Tampa Bay 32-9, got smoked in that game. And the season's over. They change offensive coordinators. Obviously, the next season they come out great and win a Super Bowl. But it's going to be tough sledding for the Eagles going forward. Now, granted, yes, you do play the Raiders. You're at the Commanders. That's a divisional game. Is Jaden Daniels going to be playing in that game? Who knows at this, like, you know, right now. He gets a little banged up again yesterday. And then you have Bills and Commanders again. So it's not exactly the easiest schedule down the stretch for the an Eagles team that is kind of already in a bit of turmoil. Like, I could see them going 1-4, 2-3 over these next couple games and not going into the playoffs with a whole lot of momentum. And for Eagles fans, that would be, I mean, I think Philly fans would go absolutely nuts if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, how dare they have to wait an entire year for their team to be good again? I mean, they just want a Super Bowl, but can't relate. My team's the Titans. But from a betting standpoint, like, I look at this game and immediately, like, if this was a game that was on a Sunday, if it wasn't a standalone game, I don't think I would bet on it at all, because normally I'm somebody who likes to bet on props, and the total in this game is 42, and there's no really matchup advantages where you look at, you know, the fantasy football grid and you're like, okay, this team gives up a bunch of receiving yards, this team gives up a bunch of rush yards, or at least not that I have found. But I will say this, AJ Brown, despite all the drama, has been on an absolute tear when it comes to his receiving yards. Last time around against the Bears, 132 yards, 10 catches on 12 targets. Game before that, 110 yards, 8 catches on 10 targets. He has had double-digit targets in each of the last three games. So clearly they are trying to get him the football. But Kate, did you find anything from a prop standpoint?
I think you could go with a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown. Like, the price, not as good as most anytime touchdowns, plus 105, but compared to last season where it was like minus something, minus 110, minus 124, Jalen Hurts to have a touchdown, I think that's a decent price. I feel like at some point Hurts could, I mean, if they're in the red zone, Hurts just kind of takes things into his own hands and scrambles a little, finds the end zone, or you get the tush push. And I mean, that's always an avenue. So Jalen Hurts to kind of take over and like do a little bit more, especially with how he's played lately, I don't think it's been all that great. I could see him using his legs a little bit more and trying to make some magic happen, especially if, I mean, if the Eagles are at all down late in this game.
I just think that it's tough for me to play anytime touchdown bets when the total is 42. Because obviously the pie is smaller when it comes to actual touchdowns that are supposed to be scored. So, like, I'm somebody who only really likes to play anytime touchdown bets when we have totals like over 50, just because it's tougher to, like, you know, hit the bullseye when it comes to picking some of these players. But some of it is price dependent. Like, you can still get Jalen Hurts at plus money, plus 105. You can get Saquon at plus 110, AJ Brown plus 185. In fact, every single touchdown bet in this game is plus money. So maybe you can approach it from that standpoint and say, okay, somebody's probably going to score a touchdown. Granted that we've seen some very low scoring games with the Eagles, but Jalen Carter also not playing in this one. So maybe that tips the needle for at least maybe one more touchdown. So I'm not a huge anytime touchdown better, but maybe you can make a case for like some of the big names. Because I do think, If you're finding trouble betting on any type of prop, especially in a primetime game, especially when there's like an inkling of desperation, sometimes that's when you bank on the big name players. And it does feel like they have been force feeding the ball to AJ Brown. And let's see what his numbers are. Because I was thinking about throwing this in a same game parlay, because you can get him 50 plus for minus 220 and you like add some other things to that. But as far as his over under is, it's 59.5. That's a pretty low number. But again, you have to trust this Eagles offense and a passing attack that has not been trustworthy for most of the season. Like, I think Jalen Hurts' passing prop is under 200 yards this game. And again, it's the same concept as betting on touchdowns. If the pie is that small, AJ Brown has to have a very big chunk of an already small pie. So again, like, there are things that I'll probably bet in this game, but it's not my favorite play.
Tulsa, what about like Saquon receiving yards? 16.5. I know the last couple games he has not had, well, he did have 52 yards against the Cowboys, 7 receptions. Couple of those other games though, not a whole lot, but I could see them utilizing him. 16.5 yards is not all that much if he gets, you know, 2-3 receptions and can rip off 5-7 yards a carry or a catch. Like, I think that could be something to look at versus his rushing yards, because rushing yards have just been all over the board this year. I mean, he only has his prop in this game is what, 70.5? 70.5 is what I'm looking at. And I mean, he's only gone over that once in the last four games and fallen well below it in the others. So Saquon, if you want to look at like the big name guys, I would go receiving yards over rushing.
I could see that, especially when it comes to like a primetime game facing a really good defense. Maybe that's the way to go. Or you could look at the other side of the coin and say, okay, the offense I want to trust more, even though I say that, I'm like, well, Justin Herbert is coming off hand surgery. Are you sure about that? Ladd McConkey, we know, can have some major games, but he feels like he's all over the place this year as well. Coming off a game against the Raiders secondary that is not good, only 39 yards on four catches, had 13 yards against the Jags, another bad secondary. And then you look at some other games, and he has monster games, like 107 yards against the Steelers. So it's just, it's one of those things where every single bet that I like in this game, where I like try to like, there is a big sabotage factor. So again, it's just not one of those games that I like a lot. We haven't talked about the total though. 42, it's a low one. I tend to lean under here. But again, 42 is very low.
I still kind of like the under. I think this could be a really boring game. I don't have a ton of faith in the Chargers offense doing a whole lot, but I still like them to win, which means I'm expecting even less from the Eagles offense. So yeah, 42 is low and it's dropping. It's at 41.5 at a couple other shops. So and the line in, as well, also, it's down to 1.5 in favor of the Eagles at some other shops. So money coming in on the Chargers and backing them, and certainly the under.
Or you could do a same game teaser, which I haven't done one of those in a while, but you could do under 48 and the Chargers +8. Like, that feels like the game script we'll kind of see tonight. So maybe that's an option. We'll see by the end of the show what my best bet will be. All right, coming up next here on The Daily Tip, we'll switch gears a bit and recap some of the best performances over the weekend and our takeaways moving forward. It's next on The Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. Thanks for starting your morning the best way, obviously with us here on The Daily Tip. I'm Chelsea Messenger. She's Kate Constable, filling in for Jenks. Kate, we know the definition of insanity, or at least according to like all the quotes that I've read on like the Instagram reels, is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Because I think about this when I clean the house every day and I'm like, all right, I've got the house clean. And knowing fully well that I will have to clean the house yet again, you know, 2 days later, and it's going to be a mess. And that's fine. But do you ever think Joe Burrow feels this way when he scores 34 points, and his defense can't shut down the other team and gives up 39 points to the Bills? Because this feels like the story with the Bengals for like the last few years, where last year it was Joe Burrow putting up MVP numbers, and yet the Bengals didn't even make the postseason. So I understand this week, maybe you say, okay, it's Josh Allen, what do you want us to do? But still, this has to be frustrating for Joe Burrow.
I don't know how he, I mean, I was going to say, I don't know how he continues to play with this organization, but like, I mean, they're paying him a whole lot of money. So he kind of, you know, has to. I would be so frustrated if I were him. And granted, he threw two picks yesterday. He wasn't perfect. Yeah. He did throw four touchdowns, but like he made a couple mistakes himself. But yeah, it's, I mean, to have such a poor defense year in and year out and it not be something that your organization prioritizes or fixes. Like they really didn't do a whole lot this offseason. The biggest move was just to bring back one of the best pass rushers in the league in Trey Hendrickson. And then, of course, he gets hurt. So, like, it has to be like deja vu to Joe Burrow. And, I mean, do you think he kind of has these thoughts running through his head of, like, will I ever win a Super Bowl with this organization? I know he's gone to the Super Bowl once with them, but, like, it's been a struggle since. And, Chelsea, I mean, granted, like, he's had his injuries. So, like, again, he has not been perfect. But for the team to go 1-8 without him, him come back, win that first game, I mean, put his team in a great opportunity to win yesterday, throws four touchdowns, 284 yards, almost 8 yards a toss. Like, those are some pretty good numbers. It's just you give up almost 40 points, you're probably going to lose that game every time.
This is where I start to more identify with NBA players. Because, like, Kate, imagine this situation unfolds in the NBA. Joe Burrow would have been gone years ago, right? He'd be like, yeah. Nah, I'm going to go to another team.
Yeah.
And you're going to make it happen. You're going to trade me, and you're going to like it. So
he would force a whole lot of drama, force his way out, pull a James Harden, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving with the Nets a couple years ago. Like, we don't see that to that extent or that level in the NFL, but I wouldn't blame Joe Burrow if he didn't.
Right. It's just we don't see that in the NFL where, like, quarterbacks can demand trades. It would be crazy if we did, but I think it's just sad for all of us because I think we want to see the best players in the postseason. So when we are robbed of seeing Joe Burrow in the postseason for a second straight year because the Bengals can't get their ish together, and granted, this year Joe Burrow was hurt. For most of the season. So, like, I understand that. It just feels like the same story every year where Joe Burrow, no matter how good of numbers he puts up, even against these great teams, because that's the frustrating part as well, is that Joe Burrow can go toe-to-toe with all the big names in the AFC. It's just, it's never good enough. And it's wild to think that early on in his career, he got all the way to a Super Bowl. They lost in the Super Bowl. And I'm not sure if he'll ever go back.
Not as long as he's with the Bengals and they operate like this. Like, part of the reason he's gotten hurt so many of these years is because he's getting blasted every snap because the offensive line can't hold up too. And like the Bengals haven't done a whole lot to address the offensive line. So if I'm Joe Burrow, I'm extra pissed at that aspect of it. But like to be sitting behind the Miami Dolphins in the standings right now, 4-9 for the Bengals, like two games behind, like that's got to be rough. And how fun would it be to watch Joe Burrow in the postseason? Like, such an electric player. he can score with the, I mean, he can throw the passes to score with the best of them. His decision making, like, it's fun to watch him, and I want to watch him go on a deep playoff run, not fizzle out at the end of the regular season because he knows his team isn't making the playoffs.
Right. But I will say this, at least we should get Josh Allen in the playoffs, because the big takeaway from that big game between the Bills and the Bengals is that Josh Allen still looks like Josh Allen, with four total touchdowns in this game, three through the air, a rushing one, and went 22 of 28 and really put his team on his back, because, you know, this was an uphill climb for Buffalo, even playing at home in the snow. The Bengals led most of this game. So for somebody who was on the Bengals plus 5.5, I thought that I could put my feet up and relax. Boy, was that stupid when Josh Allen is on the other side. I will say we did cover in this game by the hook. But still, Josh Allen has the ability to certainly do this on a weekly basis. And I knew this game was going to be good. I feel like these are the games that Josh Allen shines the most, is the shootouts with these other great quarterbacks. And we've seen it already this year, whether it was like the first of the season where, what was it, against the Ravens, back when we thought maybe the Ravens were good?
Yeah.
I think it was the Ravens.
Yeah. Very first game of the season, you know, when Josh Allen brought them back.
Right. So I think these are the games where, like, Josh Allen actually plays his best. So you look at the defense, you're like, all right, doesn't feel great that the Bills gave up, you know, 34 points on defense, because their defense has been very erratic so far this season. But at the end of the day, you still have the trump card, and it's Josh Allen in a battle of two great quarterbacks. Ultimately, it's Josh Allen that walks away with the win.
I mean, talk about fun quarterbacks to watch. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, how do you rank Burrow and Allen in terms of, like, watchability? They're both right up at the top there. And yeah, you're right. Josh Allen finds a way to win. I with the Chiefs, more than likely, can we just say the Chiefs are out of the playoffs? Like, why do we have to continue to I guess I'm talking to myself here,
with,
like,
thought.
Being like, well, maybe the Chiefs will miss the playoffs. The Chiefs are missing the playoffs, people. They are. So without the Chiefs in the playoffs, like, this is Josh Allen's time to shine. He can finally get over that hump. I would love to see the Bills go to the Super Bowl. And I know they're not the top team in the AFC, but, like, Josh Allen is a top-tier quarterback and certainly is capable of bringing that team to a Super Bowl. And after what he's done in some of these games this year with those comebacks against the Ravens, yesterday against the Bengals, like, Bills are never out of a game, ever, because they have Josh Allen.
Right, and that's why they're the favorites to win the AFC, despite not having the best record in their own division. They're plus 375, and the Patriots are 4-1. So what's crazy to me is that the odds makers and just about everybody else still has more faith in Josh Allen to take that pathway as a wild card than Drake May and the Patriots, who have been just, you know, smooth sailing without a blip on the radar to win the AFC. And it makes sense, because don't we all have this takeaway that, like, the postseason is a different game? And especially for these teams and these young quarterbacks who have not proven themselves, it can be a bigger challenge. So I think that's the takeaway as well. When we have the process of elimination where some of these seasoned quarterbacks who have been great in the postseason are not in the equation, like, you take away Patrick Mahomes, who has been the bugaboo for Josh Allen, you see Lamar Jackson, and it feels like chances are getting dimmer for the Ravens. Maybe they make it in as a wild card, but they just don't look like a great team right now. Then it's like, okay, who's the team you want to trust? And that's why it feels like the Bills are favored at the top at plus 375. So let me ask you, if I gave you $10 right now, would you put it on the Bills to win the AFC, or would it be another team?
What are the odds for the other teams?
Broncos 4-1, Patriots 4-1, Texans plus 550. It's on the screen.
Oh, you're talking like if I actually bet on them with the odds. Oh, 1,000%. Yeah. I would put $10 on the Bills.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing as well, is you try to think, like, several steps ahead, because if the Bills make it to the AFC Championship game, who do you think is going to be favored? Like, clearly, you know, they're not going to have the home field advantage, and, you know, maybe that's the case. But still, the odds makers still give the credit to the Bills. So, like, my point being is that even if the Bills just get to the AFC Championship game, you have one side of the coin for plus 375 And it feels like the Bills will still be favored. So, like, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that, like, the hedging opportunity certainly will be there, where, you know, you could get both sides of the coin at plus money. Now, granted, the Bills still have to make it to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
But it feels like some of the value's gone on some of these, like, on the come up teams, because it was like just a few weeks ago when the Patriots were like 12-1 to win the AFC championship. Now they're 4-1. I don't think I love those odds. And especially for a team like the Broncos, like, their defense is certainly something else, but their offense, I don't know if I can trust their offense.
I think if this game, if the AFC championship game goes through Denver, which it's most likely going to go through Denver, that's a point where the Bills might be slight underdogs. They might be 2-point underdogs or whatever, because of home field advantage, because of the defense there. The thing is, like, I don't trust Bo Nix entirely, where, like, I trust Josh Allen, but I don't trust the Bills defense quite as much as you trust the Broncos defense, right? New England, I think, is more of the fully complete team in this conference, both sides of the ball. I'm not putting a dime on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, no way am I trusting him. Granted, they've won 4 straight games. Still not doing it. And then anyone below that, Chargers. I mean, like, maybe the Ravens, but, like, also Lamar Jackson kind of pees down his leg in the postseason. So, like, 15-1 is a nice number. But especially with all the issues that the offense has had this year and Lamar Jackson not fully healthy, like, no, I'll put it on the Bills and get a better money line price at plus 375 than what they will be on the money line. Because even if they're slight underdogs, like, they're not going to be plus 375 on the money line. It'll be plus 180, something like that, 160. Like, it's going to be, the odds are going to be very short, so you're going to get value either way.
Yeah, to me, since the Broncos and Patriots have the same odds, of those two teams, I would much rather trust the Patriots than the Broncos. If you're giving to me both at the same price. So I think, you know, we're on the same page there. Okay, so, Kate, I have this burning question as I'm watching some of the games on Sunday. And this is one of those where, obviously, hindsight is always 20/20. I want to preface by saying that. But I'm watching the Commanders get absolutely smoked by the Vikings, and then Jayden Daniels gets hurt again. I think to myself, what are they doing playing Jayden Daniels? So, Den covers the Commanders, our executive producer. So, Den, I want to ask you this question. Is this too, you know, Monday morning quarterback of me to say, what's he doing out there? Because you look at him and he goes back to the sideline and you're like, this is not a good season for the Commanders. And I understand he probably wants to play, but he's the face of your franchise. You know, this is the golden goose for the Commanders. Did you have any thoughts like this, or is this me being too retrospective?
Well, I was in favor of him playing yesterday because a lot of things lined up. You know, you get Terry back, and he hadn't played with Terry since week two. You had a fully healthy offensive line. He hadn't played behind a fully healthy offensive line. So there's a lot of things in the direction of, yeah, this is a good idea to bring him back. And then the game started. And, you know, they go on a really good first drive. But after that, they were not good. And the Vikings started bringing 7 to the line of scrimmage, and Cliff Kingsbury had no answer for it. I mean, Kingsbury got smoked like a Sunday turkey. I mean, Brian Flores was running laps around Cliff Kingsbury. It was awful to watch. And then when he does get hurt, he leaves. And then Dan Quinn says, well, he didn't actually get hurt. It was just a precautionary thing. So there's so much confusion. I don't know that Dan Quinn knows what he's supposed to be doing right now. It's just overall, it's an awful season here in D.C. And the Jayden stuff is just makes it weird. Like, he's slamming his helmet on the sideline yesterday. We've never seen that. It's just an all-around very odd situation.
Denton, does he play it all the rest of the season? Sorry, Tulsa.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think he is. That's the craziest thing, is that I think he's going to play next week against the Giants. And it's like, why are you pulling him against Minnesota if you're then going to put him back out there the next week? Like, eventually, you're going to have to keep him in the entire game. And so, like, they found themselves in this very weird situation. I think they just need to start losing games and, well, not start. They've lost 9 in a row, 8 in a row, whatever the damn number is. Yeah, so they're pretty good at doing that. But yeah, like that one's fine. But I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what the plan is, and I don't know that they have a plan. It feels like they're doing a lot more reaction than anything, and that's just not a good way to handle a franchise quarterback.
It just feels like the takeaway to me is that people see these teams go on runs And it's very easy to believe that, hey, this team's going to be back there next year, right? Like, look at what the Commanders were last year. And the future was so bright when you, you know, hit the bullseye and you won the lottery and the fact that you got a franchise quarterback, because obviously that's the hardest piece to get. And we see that with the Bengals as well, where early on in his tenure, he goes to a Super Bowl and you're like, oh, the Bengals are going to be back every single year. And it's just not the case. And I think it just goes to show like how impressive like the run has been for teams like the Chiefs, who are constantly winning their division. Staying at the top in the NFL is extremely difficult, as we're seeing with some of these other teams across the league. All right, coming up next, it's time to get our read on some of these early lines in the college football playoff. It's not just discussion. We got some things to bet on. It's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
And shy people, we have games to bet on and lines to analyze. Because here's the thing when it comes to college football. While all of these people are arguing amongst themselves about the college football playoff, I think us bettors are saying, okay, you can argue with the wall, but how are we betting on these games? Because at the end of the day, our opinions don't really matter when it comes to, you know, the playoff and, you know, the ramifications and what we think are the changes that they should be making. But the way that we can have, you know, a dog in the fight is that we do have skin in the game when we can bet on these games. And Kate Constable, in for Jenks, I should say that first. We already have some lines for some of these games, and we do have some games that should be good. And from the jump, there are two that really stand out. Alabama and Oklahoma, a rematch of a game that we've already seen this year. This one at Oklahoma, and Alabama, 2-point favorites in this game. And you say, that should be a good game, right? Total's 40.5, so I don't know about that. Like, maybe it will be a close game, but not necessarily an entertaining one if you don't love defenses or rock fights. And then we have Miami and Texas A&M. Texas A&M land 3.5 at home, total of 51.5. But as for the other games where we have like the smaller schools who were the conference champions, Tulane and Ole Miss get matched up. Ole Miss 16.5 point favorites. And then you have James Madison on the road at Oregon. Oregon 21.5 point favorites. So I'm going to avoid the tangent of saying, and this is why we need the top 12 teams overall instead of giving these smaller schools a chance. But Kate, this is our chance to put our money where our mouth is. If I truly believe that, do I just lay the 16.5 with Ole Miss despite losing their head coach in Lane Kiffin? Man, that story feels like weeks ago. College football is such a wild media cycle that, like, that's not even, like, the big storyline anymore. It's like, all right, we're done with that. But do you look at these lines, especially the ones against the smaller schools, and you're like, okay, it's not going to be a close game? Or do you say, hey, it's survive in advance, similar to college basketball, where nobody's going to put their foot on the gas pedal? They're simply trying to win.
I think Ole Miss is going to absolutely blast Tulane. I would lay the 16.5. I think Tulane, the game is already over. Partially because the talent discrepancy, and Tulane's, I mean, they've only lost two games all season. Like, they've been a good team. But I also think the Lane Kiffin thing really plays into this game, because this Ole Miss team is going to be so motivated to go out and show Lane Kiffin that, like, we don't need you. We can still win without you, because the way that that whole saga ended was not good. And players were calling out Kiffin, saying he was lying in his press conferences about how everything went down. Where I think this Ole Miss team, like that game more so than Oregon and James Madison, like, sure, maybe Oregon comes out and covers the 20.5, but like, because of the storyline of what's happened with Ole Miss this season, I think Ole Miss comes out and makes an absolute statement on Tulane. And unfortunately for the Green Wave, their time in the college football playoff will be fairly limited. So 16.5, I would lay it with Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think that's probably the case to make. And I do think of those two teams, James Madison's probably the better one of like the smaller schools. So Tulane's certainly going to have their hands full. And we know if you're going to lay a big number, you want an offense that can rack up, you know, a lot of touchdowns. And Ole Miss certainly fits that bill. It's helpful that at least Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to be there to call plays. Certainly not Lane Kiffin, but I do think, you know, as far as personnel goes, they will have the talent to score a lot of points on Tulane. So I'm leaning that way as well. As far as these games with close spreads, Oklahoma and Alabama, like, you see the last matchup and it was Oklahoma that won 23-21 in Tuscaloosa. That game was a rock fight. Alabama played really sloppy football, but still was in the game. I think that's the takeaway for me, is that they had all these turnovers, but still, this was a game that came down, you know, to the final minute. So I'm not going to stand here and say that Alabama does not have a chance, but I do think it's going to be extremely low scoring, because that's a problem with Oklahoma. You can trust their defense, but their offense is kind of hit or miss, and mostly miss, and that's why the total is standing at 40.5. So I think that's going to be a no play from me. But I will say this, like, those two matchups, Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, Texas A&M, both of those should be good games.
Oh, I think those will be awesome games. I lean towards Alabama over Oklahoma, partially because you mentioned those turnovers. I mean, Alabama had three turnovers in that game. Oklahoma took care of the ball. They didn't give it away at all. Alabama outgained Oklahoma by almost 200 yards in that game. They were efficient on fourth down. Like, they did some good things. Time of possession, they had the ball for almost 10 more minutes than Oklahoma in that game. It's just the turnovers that cost them. And you turn the ball over three times, you shouldn't be winning football games. That's not how it works. So Alabama Alabama minus one and a half, the favorite in this one. Especially also, Tulsa, like, what an embarrassing performance against Georgia in the SEC championship game. That was bad. And I mean, not to say like they need to come out and show everyone like who they really, they need to come out and win the game to try and stay alive and compete for a national title. But I think Kalen DeBoer will have this team ready to go and kind of wanting to avenge that really, really bad performance. But on the flip side there, if Ty Simpson looks anything like he did in that Georgia game, if Oklahoma's defense is able to get to him, like Ty Simpson looked like he was seeing ghosts in that game. He was so rattled, had no idea what to do. So, like, that is the – you talk about sabotage factors all the time. That's something that I've actually learned from you is, like, how does this bet lose? This bet loses if Ty Simpson comes out and is crapping his pants starting in the first quarter. Like, that's what we saw against Georgia. I don't think that's going to be the case because we've seen him be pretty poised throughout the entire season. So I lean towards Alabama laying the 1.5. If you want to play it really safe, being this is a low-scoring game or it's projected to be with the total, like, lay the juice, lay the 120, and just take Alabama on the money line maybe.
Yeah, I kind of like playing teams that are coming off a bad game just because it feels like the market goes too far in the other direction. So I think a lot of people probably saw Alabama in the SEC championship game and say, that's not a team I want to trust. In fact, you know, a lot of people are saying Alabama looks like they shouldn't be in the college football playoff after that egg that they laid in the SEC championship game. But the complexion of this game was very defensive-minded, you know, in the first, you know, half of this, where it wasn't like Georgia was getting things going really either. They had like a big special teams play. You know, the defense stepped up. And Alabama's defense looked great in the first half, at least, until Georgia kind of, you know, got going. And that's kind of what we see from Georgia teams, is that they're better in the second half. So I think if both these defenses are good, because again, I think the upside for Alabama's offense is actually better than Oklahoma's. If you say both these defenses are great, like, I'm not expecting Alabama to score a ton of points, but I do think they have a very good chance to win this game. And also, like we saw in the SEC championship game, it's really hard for a team to beat the same team twice in a season if those teams are somewhat evenly matched. Because, you know, the first time around, Alabama beat Georgia. And then the second time, it was Georgia that, you know, took Alabama out to the woodshed. So I think that goes into it as well. But I will say this. Home field advantage will probably matter in some of these games. These stadiums are going to be absolutely rocking. And I do love that for the college football playoff, that these games are going to be played at some of these teams' home field.
Oh, yeah. That's what makes this really fun, is that they are at the home fields. And Kyle Field is a tough place to play. So
Kyle Field is Texas A&M.
I am, Kai, you are exactly right. I was looking at it.
That was the other game, though. But yes, but like Kyle Field especially, you know, if we're going to switch to that game, just to kind of peg off what
you're saying. That's what I was trying to do, Chelsea. I was just segueing to the next game.
Yeah, switching to the other game. Right. And so let's get to that game. Miami, Texas A&M, Texas A&M with a huge home field advantage. Like, you hear about that stadium and how it absolutely shakes. Texas A&M's going to be ready for this game. And plus, I think it helps them that they didn't have to play in the SEC championship game. And now you look at Miami and it's like, okay, you guys need to prove that you belong here. But that's been the storyline all season long for Miami, where it's like, okay, you have the golden road paved for you, where the ACC is absolutely terrible. At least make it to the conference championship and then we can really put you in. They didn't even make it to the ACC championship game. They still found a way to get in the college football playoff. But I think I'm leaning towards Texas A&M here. Do you believe in Miami?
I don't. I know they've played well. It wins in those games. But I think Texas A&M is on a different level than Miami. My only concern is, like, so far I've liked all the favorites. Is it that easy? I don't think it is that easy that all the favorites just win. Miami's defense as of late has been really good, though. And I mean, again, granted, like, let's look at opponents, but like, they're 11th in yards per game allowed. They're top 25 in yards per play. Like, maybe this is, if anything, more of a rock fight, and you go with the under. It's already dropped from 52 to 51.5. Not a massive move, but, you know, money coming in a little bit on the under. That I think both of these defenses, Texas A&M's defense has been great all season. Like, this could be just a lower scoring game, and that might be the angle to take here.
Yeah, especially when it's a healthy total of 51.5. Because, like, when we're talking about totals of 40.5, like the Alabama-Oklahoma game, like one special teams touchdown and you're basically cooked, it feels like. So I won't be playing an under in this that game. But you can certainly make a case for this one. It just, some of this also just comes down to execution. And I know that's not like the fun answer, but we've seen both these teams play down to the level of their competition as well, because we've seen it with Texas A&M, that game against South Carolina, where talent-wise, that game should not have been close, and it took an absolute miracle from Texas A&M to come back and win that game by 1 point. And then you look at Miami and some of their losses this year. They lost to SMU. They lost to Louisville, which, okay, Louisville maybe is a little bit better, but my point being is that both of these teams are kind of capable of laying an egg, but like the overall sample of work, like the Aggies look like the better team to me. So I think I trust their defense a little bit better. So I think I'm going to go with Texas A&M. It does scare me, like you said, taking all favorites here, but maybe I will only play a couple of them, because that's how I felt this weekend for conference championships, mm-hmm. and almost all the favorites covered. And one with the exception of the big one, Indiana. Congrats to the Hoosiers winning the Big Ten Championship over Ohio State. Coming up next, we got to get to the NFL. Our biggest takeaways from the Chiefs. Is the dynasty officially over? That's next on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.